back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass at Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from ericasmybanker.com.
Yes, and we've been talking about all kinds of edumacation of sorts in the last segment of things you need to know when you are looking for loans. But where's another place that people can get this information?
At our classes. Yeah.
Fancy that.
I know.
Yeah. And actually, some of our classes are starting to get a bit more fancy even.
Well, yeah. You know, we decided to kind of up the game just a little bit this year. So we always kind of bring in food.
We're
and
also
things
upping
like that.
The volume of classes that we're providing too.
Well, the springtime. Yeah. You might not see me quite as much in the summertime, or you.
Well, true.
We're going to be, you know, out there on the boat or doing this or doing that. So, you know, but this time of year, everybody's thinking about buying a home. It's a good time to take a class. And, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer, you need to take this class.
Yes.
Even if you're not, I would guarantee you will learn some things that you did not know before. And it will be super helpful when you're going into that home buying process.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So it's not just all about first-time buyer programs or zero down. We definitely cover all of that. But we also talk about a lot of important things that you need to know these days, especially about credit, about budgeting, about the home buying process itself, and options that you have with like PMI, like we were talking about in the last segment.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of ways to structure that. And it can make a significant difference. You know, we do an example in the class where we take a $400,000 sale price and we throw different loan programs at it, or different what we call layering of programs and different ways of handling PMI. And the difference
kind of like
can
how
be,
people in the Northwest dress.
Exactly. We're
layering.
That's right. Let's put a little flannel on that mortgage. So, I mean, you can make a significant difference to the payment. It can be hundreds of dollars difference for the same sale price, you know, depending on how we structure the loan.
Right.
And, you know, and your credit and everything else can all be a big impact on that. So it's a really good class to take, just to really bring you up to speed on what's going on out there, what your options are, what you need to know, what you should know.
Yep. And then we talk about even what's going on in the market, because the market changes all the time, too.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
What's happening with buyer activity, seller activity, pricing, how people are going about with multiple offers, if multiple offers are going on. You know, there's all that kind of content that we try and cover.
That's right. So coming up.
Yes, we've got multiple ones. So we've got a new venue in Tacoma that we're going to be doing on March 23rd. And I'll be with Sarah Osnes, who's been on this show before, also with what will soon be Homebridge Bank.
That's right.
Yes, doing that little transition. So that's going to be one of the branches down there. And then we also have coming up right after that, you and I are doing March.
A Thursday night class. Yeah,
yes.
March 28th.
Correct.
That's a Thursday night. That will be at the Renton Chamber of Commerce in downtown Renton.
Yes, that's at 625 South 4th Street in Renton, for anyone who wasn't aware that the chamber had moved from over by the airport.
The old train station.
Yes, it's by the old train. Well, it's in the old train station.
It is the old train station.
It is the old train station. What am I saying?
Yeah.
But and then we've also got another one in Burien coming up. Mm-hmm. And that was April 17th,
right.
I believe, on
that's
a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a
so
Wednesday night.
We're really mixing it up, because the reality is, like, we've been doing these Saturdays forever, and we've been, you know, testing out some other days. And we know that not everybody runs a Monday to Friday schedule.
Right.
There's plenty of people who have alternate schedules, and they might be in hospitality. They may be in like the medical professions. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of nurses and other folks who work in hospitals that you know, or firemen, or any
first shift at Boeing or
exactly,
first shift at Packard.
Exactly. So you got lots of people who have very different alternate schedules, and you know, especially if maybe they might be doing overtime or they have some other things happening. We've got a lot of people that we talk to all the time. They're like, "Oh, I can't make that Saturday, but I've got Tuesdays and Thursdays off."
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's, you know, which I kind of understand, because I, you know, end up having to work a lot of weekends myself, so I get it. So yeah, we're trying to be more accommodating, also hit different territories and areas so that you don't have to drive as far if you want to get our actual content. And in fact, you know, again, we brought this up the other week that we want to thank one of our listeners, Mike, for bringing his son, John, to a recent class. And what was great is, you know, Mike has plenty of home purchasing and rental property purchasing experience, but even he learned things at our class,
right?
Which was really fantastic.
That's our goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we're not just, you know, covering the minimum information. We actually, you know, as Eric likes to say, we cram pack it full of education.
That's right. Well, this is the official Washington State Housing Finance Commission sponsored class as well. So by taking this class, at the end of it, you get a certificate, and that will entitle you to discounts on certain programs, access to zero down, your fancy certificate. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a work of art. And but that certificate is good for 2 years.
Yes.
So if you're not quite 100% ready to jump into the market, you know, take the class. That'll get you thinking about things, help you to prepare and be ready. So when the time is right.
You know what? Preparation and being ready is correct. Mm. We actually have someone signed up for one of the upcoming classes.
Yeah.
That's because her certificate has expired.
Oh, interesting.
And so now she's coming back to renew it so that she makes sure to have the opportunity to take advantage of those programs. And what I told her, because she just happened to call me the other day to get this confirmed, there may be differences in the programs that were available 2 years ago to now. In fact, I believe she actually took the class 3 or 4 years ago, because if the certificate lasts for 2 years, you know, then she could have taken it.
Yeah.
I guess 2 years ago. But
well, there absolutely are differences.
And
especially kind of in that first time home buyer realm, we're averaging 120 rule changes a month in mortgage lending. And so it's important to really be up on what, you know, what's available and what's possible. Just think if somebody took a class 10 years ago, then they just kind of didn't pay any attention. Now they come in the market.
You mean like half the people I see in real estate?
I want to buy with zero down, and I'm just going to state my income, and you're going to be happy with that, right? It's like,
No.
We have this
this
law called Dodd-Frank that was passed in 2010, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that changed everything.
No, that's absolutely true. In fact, I was just having a conversation again with someone the other day who that was the last time they got a loan.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I don't understand.
Why do I need all this paperwork?
Why do I need all this stuff? And I went, well, do you remember that fun thing called the recession that happened?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's absolutely, absolutely why. That's right. So if you're interested in any of these classes, the best way to reach out is just send a quick email to info@teamreba.com.
Or even better.
Yeah.
If you want to see all the classes and locations.
Yeah.
And you can also sign up there.
Yeah.
Go to teamrebaclasses.com.
Fancy.
And we have a landing page. See, we're so fancy now. So, teamrebaclasses.com now actually goes and will post the classes that we have so that you can sign up, right?
Excellent.
So, yes, we've got Russ, perfect, my marketing guy, is helping manage all of that. He's been putting that together for a little while. And, so it's another alternate way to make that happen. If you have to have a fallback, if, you know, for some reason you're not online or what have you, or you're coming on your phone and you can't do it, you know, you can still send the email to info@teamreba.com and we'll get you taken care of.
Sure.
But we are starting to kind of morph people over this direction.
Got it.
So
okay.
That we can.
So what's that website again?
Teamrebaclasses.com. And that's REBA, like Bravo Alpha.
Got
at the
it.
End of that. Not,
okay. Teamrebaclasses.com.
Yeah. I find sometimes people spell my name R-I-B-A.
Oh,
or
sure.
They think I say Rita. R-I-T-A. And it's like, no, it's Reba, like McIntyre. R-E-B-A, short for Rebecca.
There you go. Okay, good.
Okay.
Just don't call you Becky.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Got it. Cool. So we've got...
You know the rule. I'm glad you're aware of that.
We've got all these... We've got these classes coming up. We have a lot of fun with these, and we feed you lots of, we bring in food, we keep you, we have games.
We feed your face and we feed your mind.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's what we ought to change it to. We feed your face and we feed your mind.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm not
sort
sure
of rolls
that's a great
off
marketing.
The tongue, doesn't it?
A little better than cram packed.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
That sounds pretty terrible, actually.
Well, fortunately for me, I've never put that on a flyer or anything. So
no, we just say it on the radio show.
We're all good with that. Hey, we've got a few minutes here, too, in this segment. What is going on with the market right now?
Well, you know, I alluded to this. I mean, we Okay, so here's, and I think I may have mentioned this in a prior show, but I want to bring it up because if you didn't listen to the prior show, you should hear what's going on. There was a really dumb article in USA Today fairly recently that made it sound like the sky is falling in real estate. And that headline said that only 19% of homes are selling at or above asking price.
So?
I know. Right. They made that sound like a horrific
like
headline.
Like it's a big balloon popping or something.
Well, yeah. And the thing is yes, we've gone from about 70% of the homes selling at or above asking price to, yes, 1 out of 5.
Okay.
And that's because, yeah, the market did
we're
soften
in buyer's
a little
market.
Bit. Yeah. Well, we're not in a buyer's market because we still have about 2.5 months of inventory. Hmm. So we're in kind of a more of a stable where there's a little bit of wiggle room, depending mm-hmm. on who you're dealing with. Because remember, we mm-hmm. always talk about this. When you're dealing with real estate transactions, this is not like I'm going to a car dealer and I'm comparing two apples to apples
right.
comparisons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every house is a little different. And every buyer and seller is coming with a different set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sure. So, you know, sometimes they're coming with positive circumstances. Sometimes they're coming with negative circumstances.
Right.
And that will impact your overall transaction. So if we have a seller who hasn't quite come to grips with the change in the marketplace and they overprice, because now we are seeing a lot more price reductions and back on market happening.
Sure,
a lot more
sure.
expireds, cancels, that type of thing. And right now, a lot of those properties coming back on totally makes sense because there's a lot of folks who don't want to be bothered during the during the holidays.
Sure.
You know, they maybe they're the house that does all the parties and the dinners, and so they don't want to have people tromping through their house.
Sure.
You know, during that time. And maybe they have lots of house guests. Well, everyone who went off market in like October and November is now popping back on. Because one of the other things to remember is that for the days on market to reset on a property here, you have to be off market for 90 days.
So explain that. So if I have, let's say I list my home, it's not selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look on the online and I see days on market, you know, 95
right.
days or whatever.
Yeah.
In my mind, that one is, there's either something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Or I want to hammer on that seller.
That's exactly right. So I think when we get back, we can talk about the strategies behind some of those things and what you do to find out the right kind of information to get the right offer together.
Sense. All right, stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.